Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. I am one of your co-hosts, and my name is Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick, your humble co-host.
Humble.
As we do each week, Jim and I bring you music, insights, and interviews spanning the most prolific and freewheeling era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon and at the Music Gallery in Highland Park, Illinois. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day by words by that rock and roll outlaw, the one, the only, Mark Plotnick.
Yeah, outlaw, that's me, a guy who brings his garbage bins out a day early.
Well, the way you do it is just...
Yeah, okay. Well, for today's show, we will play the extended versions of some great classic rock songs. And too often, as we all know, the songs get edited down and you don't get to hear the album version and the way the artist intended it to be heard.
So today, Mark and I are going to do our best to keep our words to a minimum. I don't know if it's possible.
Jim, I brought the duct tape. That should work. Just put it over my mouth.
All right, let's be quiet now.
Okay.
All right, so let's go. Our first song is going to be from a band called Grand Funk Railroad, who is out of Flint, Michigan. They were formed in 1969, and they were a trio pattern after Cream. You know who Cream is, right?
One of my favorite bands.
That's right. The band was guitarist Mark Farner, drummer Don Brewer, and bassist Mel Shocker. Their song Closer to Home, I'm Your Captain, is from their 1970 album Closer to Home. It was written by guitarist Mark Farner, and the band created an anthem song that resonated with our troops fighting in Vietnam, giving them hope that soon they would be getting back to their homes.
Everybody
That is a great headphone song. Mm-hmm. Love it. That was I'm Your Captain by Grand Funk Railroad. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM.
In 1971, the Rolling Stones recorded Can't You Hear Me Knocking, which was off the album Sticky Fingers. The song was less than 3 minutes, but at the 2-minute, 43-second mark, the band locked into a different groove and the tapes kept rolling. Additional musicians contributing to this song are Bobby Keys on sax and Billy Preston on organ. Let's listen to Can't You Hear Me Knocking, the full version. Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Rolling Stones. And can you imagine if the engineer said, you know what, I'm not recording after 2 minutes and 43 seconds. But this extended jam never gets old thanks to Mick Taylor's slow-building guitar solo and Bobby Keys' pleading sax solo. Jim, what's next?
Well, I just want to say about that last song, one of my favorites, and another headphone. You got to listen to it on the headphones.
Yeah.
We're going to close out the first half of the show with a song from the Peter Gabriel era of Genesis, which, in my opinion, is their best music.
Really?
Yep, easily. We'll have to do a show on that.
All right.
We'll do, point, counterpoint. From their 1972 album, Foxtrot is Watcher of the Skies. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
I'm more of a Phil Collins guy.
You're wrong.
Thank you.
was Watcher of the Sky by Genesis, Peter Gabriel on vocals, and again, Mark, the best era of Genesis.
It's true.
Oh, you're agreeing now.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Stay tuned for part two of the Classic Rock Show, broadcasting on WHRU-LP 101.5 FM. And by the way, it's on demand 24/7.